7 o'clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? Lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said woman move out my way. I said I got a wife at home, she said please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home, she said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet, trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath for her. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on? Not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, bitch, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet, get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Damn, he's open in the closet. Now he's staring at me like as if he was staring in the mirror. She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home. Then I said, wait a minute, now hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down. He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus shit up in my house. But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt. I said we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking clothes? I met this girl at the Pages Club and she told me she didn't have a man. Then he said, man, please, I'd kill you if you didn't have that gun in your hand. And then I said, but your chick chose me. He said, don't give me that Mac shit, please. His phone goes off and then things get a little more interesting. He steps a little closer, I point my gun and says, I'm not the one you after. He says, son, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor? I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian life? And I started to put the gun down till I saw his face still had a frown. She started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be. I started inching out. He says, no, I want you to see this. Said, I gotta get out this house. And I tell her, reveal my secret. I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up and says, hello, baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now. Click. He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted. And she said, what do you mean? And he said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings. He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor, hurry, take the stairs. And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you both will know the shocking truth. Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. Then I said, nigga, I'ma shoot you both if you don't say what's on your mind. He said, wait, I hear somebody coming up the stairs. And I'm looking at the door. He says, I think you better sit down in a chair. I says, I'm gonna count to four. He says, Mr. Wade, two. She says, please don't shoot, three. He says, don't shoot me, four. She screams. Then I knock on the door. The gun's in my hand. He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man. Four of us in total shock, me and her. I close my mouth and swallow spit as I'm thinking to myself, this is some deep shit. Then I said, so you're gonna tell me he's the one you've been talking to? He says yes, I says no. He says yes, I says no. He says it's the truth. I yell, all of y'all asses crazy, let me up out this door. Because this is way more than I bargained for. And then she says, wait, I'm sure we can all fix this. And then I said, I'm late, plus I ain't got a damn thing to do with this. And then she said, but wouldn't you like to know just how it all began? Then I thought to myself and said, quick, you got 3 minutes. Then it got real quiet. I said, somebody start talking. Then she said, my God, Rufus, I've got just one question. How could you do something like this? I'm so hurt. Then he looked at her and said, bitch, please, you've got your nerves. With all your club popping, lying, saying you were shopping. And now here you are in our home, and you're calling me wrong. She said, okay, you busted me. And that much I agree. You've called me cheating, but this is a little extreme. He said, you are my wife, sleeping behind my back. And now I come home and you got him in the closet. How extreme is that? She says, but she's a he. Then he said, please, you can't judge me. She says, Rufus, this is crazy. Then I said, stop arguing. I did not stay here to hear y'all chew each other out. So get to the point, or I swear I'm out. Excuse me, please, but I think I can explain what's going on in here. My name is Chuck, and I've been knowing Rufus about a year. And then I creeping around with him has been a living hell. Sneaking in and out of hotels, I said, brother, spare me the detail. Then Rufus said, Chuck, please, don't say nothing else. And then she screams, Rufus, you son of a bitch. And he says, Kathy, go to hell. I said, I thought your name was Mary. It's what you said at the party. Man, this is getting scary. I'm gonna shoot somebody. Then Rufus start yelling and screaming, saying, Kathy, this is all your fault. She throws a pillow at him
woman says you was craving too. The only difference is you didn't get caught. Chuck scream out, we're in love. Kathy says, love my ass. Rufus said, getting married. Then I shoot one in the air. Then I say, not another one of you sons of bitches say a word. Cause all of this shit I'm going through is unheard. Grab my cellular, saying this is so wrong. Call up my home, and a man picks up the phone. Now I'm dashing home, doing 85, swerving lane to lane, with fire in my eyes. I've got a million thoughts going through my mind. I'm thinking about what am I doing, who I'm gonna do it to when I get home. How could I have been so blind? And then I look in my rearview. I cannot believe this. Damn, here comes a policeman. He drove right up on me, then flashed his lights. Then I pull over without thinking twice. He hops out the car and walks over to me and says, license and registration, please. I looked up at him and said, officer, is there something wrong? He said, no, except you were doing 60 in the 40 mile zone. And then I said, officer, let me explain, please. You see, the truth of the matter is that I've got an emergency. He said no excuses and no exceptions. He flicks his cigarette and then gives me the ticket. Said have a nice day and walked away. I said yeah right and drove away. And then I turned my radio on and did 55 all the way home. I pull up in the driveway, hop out and slam the car door. Then go around the back, bust up in the house. Pull back the shower door, and she's screaming, what's all that for? Then I'm like, woman, I called this house, and a man picked up my phone. And she says, calm down, did you forget my brother Twan came home? Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh, oh. With a stupid look on my face, said I forgot he came home today. And she says, that's okay, because honey, I understand. She said, you don't have to explain. Then I took her by the hand. I kissed her and then we went to the room. And then I turned some music on. Apologized one more time. Then went down and started getting it on. Then she started biting her lips, grabbing me and making noise. Now we're making love and she's in my ear whispering, it's all yours. I said, I love you. She said, I love you too. Then a tear fell up out my eye. And then I called her my sunshine. And then she looked at me and said, baby, go deeper, please. And that's when I started going crazy, like I was trying to give her a baby. The room feel like it's spinning, cause we keep turning and turning, as if we were in a whirlwind, the way our toes are curling. Then next thing you know, she started going real wild and screaming my name. And then I said, baby, we must slow down before I bust a vessel in my brain. She said, please, no, don't stop. Then I said, I caught a crab. Then she said, please keep on going. I said, my leg is about to crack. Then she cries out, oh my goodness, I'm about to climax. And I say, cool, climax, but just let go of my leg. She said, you're the perfect lover. I said, I can't go no farther. Then I flip back the cover. And now I'm like, well, 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 what the f*** is this? A condom in my bed? You better start talking, bitch, before I take a match and burn this motherfucker down. said you better start talking and start talking right goddamn now. Then she said, baby, I'm so speechless. Then I said, my baby, you gon' be breathless. If you don't start talking quick, woman, I'm gon' have a fit. You don't know what you're f***ing with. Girl, you better cut the bullshit. Now it's obvious somebody has been all up in my home, in my bed. And plus, I smell cigarettes. Now I'm sniffing and looking around, suspicious like someone's here. And then I looked in her eyes, and in her eyes there was so much fear. Pull out my gun, said, is he still here? She shook her head and said, no. I'm checking behind every door. She cried out, he left right after you called. I said, what the f*** was you thinking? You thought that I wouldn't find this out. And then I said, you must be crazy, your own crack, to have somebody off up in my motherfucking house. She hopped up and said, that's enough. She said, I can't take no more. And then she said, you've made your point, but now it's time to even the score. She said, I know all about last night and where you went when you left the club. Said, that's right, nigga, I was there with this guy in the back of the club. I said, I thought you was with your girls. She said, I thought you was with your guys. She said, you was at that bitch's house, and don't you even try to act surprised. I say, babe, she say, shut up. Don't you say a word. It ain't nothing you can say that I ain't already heard. Then I said, woman, don't you try to turn it all around. Cause the fact still remains that someone else was in my house. Then she said, you're right about that. Something did go down, but I don't have to turn it around. Cause what goes around comes back around. I'm moving a little closer to her. She's tripping over the furniture. She said, wait, first just let me explain. I said, no need to, just give me his name. And then she says, I say, what? She says, please sit down in the chair. And I say, no, I'm standing up. And then she cries out, I'm so scared to tell you because of what you might do. And I scream, look, girl, you better give me this man's name, and I'm not playing with you. She says, okay, wipes her nose and then asks me about a girl named Tina. I thought to myself, said it sounds familiar. Then said, I probably know her if I seen her. Then I said, anyway, girl, what the hell has that got to do with this man? She said, he know my girl Roxanne. I said, who the hell is Roxanne? Then she say, Roxanne's a friend of mine. Who know this guy named Chuck? Chuck's cool with this guy named Rufus. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? Then she says, Rufus' wife Kathy. We both went to high school. She introduced me to the policeman that stopped you. Believe it or not, I just started laughing, shaking my head, and just kept on laughing, thinking about all the things I had been through that day. Then she cries, what? Why do you have that smile upon your face? Then I laughed out, said, thinking about all the things that I've been through. She wipes her nose and she sniggles and laughs out, I've been through it too. Then I start laughing again, and she start laughing more. Then next thing you know, we both are cracking up on the floor. And she laughs out, I can't believe this idiot really answered my phone. Now meanwhile, Tron just got out of prison and he's on his way home. Then she laughs, baby, I'm sorry for all the lies and all the bullshit. Then I say, girl, just wait till I tell you all the drama that I've been dealing with. She laughs, I wanna hear it all. Then I laughed and said, baby, first of all, I got a hangover, been trapped in the closet, slept with who knows, threatened to kill a pastor. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover, turns out to be a gay guy. She says, damn, you've been through a lot of shit, plus I got a ticket. Meanwhile, the policeman, he turns around, just out of concern, comes back to the house. Then he pulls up in the driveway. My car's parked crooked with the lights on. Then he goes around the back way. He hear the dogs barking like something's wrong. He gets to the back door and discover it's been broken in. He looks around, pulls his gun out, then proceeds in. Meanwhile, we're laughing and laughing and laughing. But from his perspective, he thinks somebody's crying. He gets closer to the bedroom and he would swear that somebody was coughing and sighing.
Meanwhile, we're in the bedroom laughing as I'm trying to continue to explain. She yells out, Sylvester, you're killing me. I said, I swear that it went that way. Then next thing you know, he burst up in the room and said, motherfucker, freeze. And then I look back up at him and said, wait, you're that damn police. Then she screamed, baby, I mean James. She says, everything is cool. And then he yells, Gwendolyn, I got this. I know you're sick and tired of this fool. And then I stood up, started walking towards him, screaming, nigga, get out my house. Then he yelled, freeze. She screamed, please. Then I pulled my Beretta out. She cried out, Sylvester, please don't. Visions of him making love to her. He said, man, put the gun on the floor. I can't stop thinking about him and her. I slowly put the gun down. And then I put my hands up. He winked at me and smiled. And that is when I went nuts. Popped all over him, grabbed the gun. She screamed and settled down. Going all around the room, both hands on the gun. Then all of a sudden, pow.
There's total silence. Blood everywhere, and confusion on their faces as they continue to stare. Then Gwen starts shaking and crying, screaming, what did you do? And then the policeman looks at me and screams, see, now I warned you. Then he starts pacing the floor, screaming, God, what have we done here? Then she rushed to the door, blood on her hands, screaming, there goes your whole career. Meanwhile, I'm freaking out, saying we gotta do something and gotta do something quick. Then he picks up the gun and says, I have a wife at home, I can't have no parts of this. She says, James, I can't believe you just said what you said. Cause that's not what you were saying when your ass was in my bed. Then I said, get married later, but right now we gotta use our heads. First of all, did anybody think to check if the man was alive or dead? Then he looks at her, she looks at me, I look at them and we look at him. Meanwhile, Gwen's about to have a nervous breakdown, the way she's shaking and crying. And then she screams, you bastards, you've killed my brother. And then I said, Gwen, wait a minute, I didn't. She says, no, you killed my brother. She said, he just got out of prison, he's been through a lot. He was talking about changing his life and everything, and to come home and get shot. Then I said, baby, it wasn't my fault. This man had a gun on me. And besides, how was I to know that you was getting down with this crooked-ass police? And he says, now, wait a minute. I say, no, you wait a minute. And then I say, man, this is my wife. We had a life until you butted up in it. She cried out, Sylvester, now hold on. Even though he was in our home. Let's not forget the fact that you was out there creeping in another man's home. Twan starts coughing. And she says, Twan, oh my God, baby brother, are you okay? And he looks up at her and says, I'm not gonna die, at least not today. And then he asks, what happened? Sis, why did I get shot? Sylvester, what is this policeman doing here? And I said, go on, tell him, cop. He says, son, we gotta get you to a hospital and take a look at that wound. Juan says, no, I'm okay, it's just my shoulder. All I need is a bathroom. Now 5 minutes has gone by and they're telling Juan everything that happened. Juan says, shit, man, I would've been better off in prison. And now somebody's banging at the door and I'm like, oh no, here we go again. Thinking out loud to myself, saying, when is this shit gonna end? Then Gwendolyn looks at me and says, baby, you got that? And I say, no. She says, why? And I said, because I'm not opening up another motherfucking door. And the cop says, Gwen, I get it. Then looks at me and say, man of the house, my ass. Then I say, I get it. But whoever it is, I'm about to put their ass on blast. And then the policeman grabbed me. I snatched away and got my gun up off the floor. Then Twan says, now that's what I'm talking about. So that's the point that shit tore the door. Then he snatches the policeman's gun and says, officer, arrest me later. I count to three. Twan opened the door and it's rolled the nosy neighbor. You with a spatula in her hand. Like that's gonna do something against them guns. It's Rosie the nosy. Neighbor. policeman gets in his car and gets right on the phone. Backing up, shaking his head, saying, let me get my crazy ass home. And his wife picks up and says, darling, where have you been? I've been worried about you. And he says, police business, honey, I can't wait to tell you what I've been going through. She says,
are you okay?
Yes.
Do you need anything?
No.
Well, I baked you a pie, your favorite cherry.
Then he said, I'll be there soon. Sorry, I kept you hanging. Then she said,
honey, don't worry about it. Just take your time. I still got some cleaning.
Now, meanwhile, Mrs. Rosie's back at Wynn's house telling it all. She said, I knew it was something about that policeman. I started to cut loose my dog. Then Gwendolyn looks at her and laughs and says, Miss Rosie, you are nuts. Then I say, all I wanted to know is what was you gonna do with that spatula? And then we all laughed. Twan says she's a G, no doubt. Now let's head right back on over to the policeman's house. He pulls up in the garage. She didn't expect for him to come that soon. She rushed to the door, kissed him on the cheek, says I was in the restroom. Then he said, what you say that for? And then she says, I don't know. Then he stepped back, looked at her and says, what you all jittery for? Then she says, sweetheart, maybe it's that time of the month. Then he says, maybe, maybe that time of the month. And then she said, you know what I mean. He said, I know what came out your mouth. He said, you said maybe. Then she says, baby. He walks in the house and she tries to lead him upstairs, but he goes straight to the kitchen. She says, hon, I bought you some pears. And then he said, I'ma heat this chicken. And she turns around thinking to herself with this weird look on her face. Then he screams, woman, what's wrong with you? Why you walking back and forth pacing? Before she answers, she's thinking to herself, what am I to say? Because the truth of the matter is that she just slept with another man today. And he's steady calling her name. Bridget, I know you hear me, but she can't turn around because the truth on her face, he will see it. Then he screams, Bridget, yes, look at me. Bridget turns around and then he says, what you got up your sleeve? She's scared out of her mind, stuttering and shaking and still talking about some pears. He stops screaming, saying, look, woman, and I told you I'm not going up no stairs. Now he's got a funny feeling, something just don't seem right. He's looking at her while she's banging up. Then he says, with all my might, woman, I swear I'ma shoot somebody if you've been doing wrong. But little does he know that somebody is still right there in his home. He looks around the kitchen and says something that's really weird. Then she says, why do you say that? He says, cause you keep trying to get me out of here. He said, ever since I've been in this house, your face has went from white to red. And remember when I first walked through the door, you act like you had seen a ghost from the dead. Then he says, girl, if you're hiding something, I'm gonna be so mad. Then he hears something falling. He says, what the fuck was that? She said, it sounds like it came from upstairs. Sounds like the plumbing. He said, woman, that sound did not come from upstairs. I'd be damned if you're not up to something. Said, now the sound that I just heard, it came from this kitchen. And then he looks over by the stove while she's easing over by the dishes. And then he walks over to the refrigerator and pushes it back. And then he looks her in her face, looks like she's about to have a heart attack. Then he notices the pie on the counter, one slice is missing. Now the story's getting scary, cause he comes to realize that Bridget is allergic to cherries. Then he slowly looks up at her, and now her face is red as hell. He's breathing real hard, moving closer. She says, oh, you don't look so well. And then he says, move. She says, no. He says, move. She says, no. Bitch, move. She moves. And then he looks at the cabinet. He walks to the cabinet. Get close to the cabinet. Now he's opening the cabinet. Now pause the movie, cause what I'm about to say to y'all is so damn twisted. Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget. Midget. Now the midget jumps out of the cabinet and stumps the policeman on his toe. The policeman's hopping around on one leg, screaming, son of a bitch, why runs under the table? He yells freeze, then dives over the table and lands on the midget. While the midget is kicking real fast, screaming out, Bridget, Bridget.
She yells, darling, don't hurt him.
He says, Bridget, get your ass back. Then he continues to rough up the midget as if the midget was under attack.
Then Bridget runs up to a room, goes in a purse and pulls a number out. The police puts him on a table and yells, man, what the hell you doing in my house? He wipes cherry pie crust off his mouth and says, man, I was paid not to tell you. Then the police pulls his gun out and yells, trespassing, man, I've got the right to shoot you. The midget says, mister, the man that paid me to do this would kill me if I tell. He points the gun in his face, the midget says, God, I think I just shitted on myself. Now it's Sylvester's house, so I got a patch on his shoulder, playing cards, getting along.
They're laughing and talking when Sylvester says,
Gwendolyn, baby, get the phone. Then she walks away from the table, picks it up and says, hello. There's a lady on the line panicking, crying and talking all off the wall. She says, wait, slow down, tell me, who am I talking to?
My name is Bridget and I found your number in my husband's pocket. I had to call you.
2 minutes later, Gwendolyn's shaking her head, saying, girl, I understand. Sylvester says, who is it, baby? She hangs up and gives him the address.
Now meanwhile, back at the policeman's house, the midget is crying his ass off while he's lying through his teeth, about to get his little ass tore off.
Then Bridget busts in the kitchen with a double barrel, saying, James, I can't let you do this. And then he looks at her and says, what? You'll shoot me for this fucking midget?
She says, I love him.
The midget says, no, Bridget. And then James points his gun, says, we all gonna die up in this kitchen. Now Bridget and James are staring each other down, slowly backing apart. Then the midget takes his inhaler out, says, this is not good for my heart. Then James says, Bridget, don't make me do this, baby, put the gun down. That's when Sylvester and Twan busts up in the house and says, you put the gun down.
Ooh, while Twan and Sylvester are sniffing around, trying to figure out what's that smell, as they turn and look at each other like, what the hell? Now the midget begins to wake up, 'cause he fainted from all the madness. See three guns pointed around the room. He stands and says, I have nothing to do with this. Then I said, hold up, you look familiar. Do I know you from somewhere? And he said, man, I get around. You might know my face from here, there. Then James says, take a good look, 'cause you might not ever see his face again. Twan says, man, what the hell is that smell? Somebody done broke wind. And then Bridget starts crying while she's looking around. I said, I'm sure we can work this out, but first, let's put the guns down. Then Bridget cries, James first. Then he said, no, you go. Then I say, just do it at the same time. And they both looked at me and said, no. And then Twan says, man, let me shoot them all. And I said, we can't do that. And besides, man, you just got out of prison, and I'll be damned if you're going back. And then Bridget says, I will drop the gun if he promises not to hurt big man. Then James says, that's what you call him, that's his name, big man. And Twan says, man, is that your name? He says, yeah, we left hot mess. Then I say, man, why they call you that? And he says, because I'm blessed. Then I start shaking my head, put the gun down, saying this is too much for me. Said I can't take no more than hurt it, all this shit about to drive me crazy.
And then I said, man, I should've never took my ass to the Pages Club. Then big man says, Pages, I've been there, that's probably where you know me from. Then James says, hey, hey, Chuck and Rufus, let's get back to the matter at hand. And Sylvester says, cool, but first there's just this one thing I've got to understand. James says, what? Then Sylvester says, how do you know Chuck and Rufus?
Police says, what you talking about, man?
You said Chuck and Rufus.
Then Bridget says, on my stomach. Then Twan says, who the hell is Chuck and Rufus? Pointed my gun and said, talk to me, James. I said, Rufus, Chuck. Bridget said, I'm about to throw up. James says, man, my wife is sick. Twan says, man, don't believe that shit. I said, how did your wife get sick? He says, she's 3 months pregnant. And then we all said, oh, shit. Then Bridget says, honey, there's something I have to tell you. And then James says, no, baby, you don't have to say a word right now. Then she says, but James, he says, rest, Bridget, while I get these fools up out my house. Pointed the gun at us and yelled, please. Said my wife is sick. Then Twan looks
tell him instead, motherfucker, you crazy. Watch where you point that shit. Bridget says, James, no. Sylvester gets a phone call. It's Gwendolyn asking him, is everything okay? And he says, hell no. He hangs up. Then big man screams, look, man, I'm just a stripper. I say a stripper, twice say a midget. He said, I strip at this club called Dixie's. And that is where I met Bridget. Bridget says, James. He says, not now. She says, hun, please let me explain. Then Twan whispers in my ear and says, Sylvester, let me do this nigga, James. Big man overhears us and take his and hell out again. I said, I'm not killing no cop. James moving closer to them with the gun. Bridget yelling, stop, stop, stop. And then she says, I admit it. Then James cut her off and says, baby, you don't have to say nothing. She says, no, James, I think you need to hear this. See, I've been covering for you a long time. Never said what was on my mind. I even followed you a few times. And when I saw you and her, act like I was blind. Then James says, wait a minute, Bridget. Just what are you trying to tell me? Not only am I sleeping with big man, but he's my baby's daddy. Midget faints again. What Twan and Sylvester is tripping. The midget's the baby's daddy. Now let's jump back to Kathy's house. They're getting up off the floor. Then Rufus says, Chuck, are you okay? Then Kathy closes the door. Then Chuck said, Rufus, what the hell just happened? Then Rufus said, I'll tell you. She just almost got a shot right here in this room. Then Kathy says, you got nerve. Almost got you shot. When you're sneaking in and out of hotels with him, ain't no telling what I got. Chuck says, and what do you mean by that? Kathy looks at him and says, figure it out. He says, ooh, Rufus, she don't know me. I will cut this bitch right now. Whoa. Come on and try it, motherfucking. Fuck, I swear to God, just try it.
Let me at him.
Come on, bitch, gang. Just try it, motherfucking.
Rufus, let me go.
I swear to God, try it. Come on.
Try
bitch,
it. Come on.
Calm the fuck down. Rufus says, Chuck, we'll talk about it later. Then Kathy says, this shit is sad. Then Rufus says, well, it is what it is. Kathy, we might as well talk about it and try to get some understanding. She said, understand this, I doubt it. They're talking loud while the phone's ringing, ringing, steady ringing, ringing. But no one answers, it just ignores it. Rufus scream, I said, calm down. You're both acting like damn fools. A wife, pastor, and a deacon. Now how would that look in the news? Kathy says, a wife and a pastor looks good on the news. Then looks at Chuck and says, but a pastor and a deacon, Rufus, you don't want me to answer you. And then Chuck yells, bitch, who do you think you are? I've got a right to love whoever I please. Then Kathy says, if you don't get your nail ass out my house, cause ho, this whoever belongs to me. And then Rufus says, nobody's going nowhere. Until we figure this out, we'll all just be right here. And then Kathy and Chuck won't stop staring at each other. Kathy snurs her nose up at him. Chuck rolls his eyes at her. And then the phone rings again. But this time Kathy walks over and answers it. Says hello, Long's residence. Kathy, this is Gwendolyn, can you talk? Kathy says, I'm in the middle of something, not now. Gwendolyn says, girl, this can't wait. Please get somewhere quick to yourself right now. Then Kathy says, hurry up, I'm listening, shoot. Gwen says, okay, I'll make it quick, girl. Remember the policeman you introduced me to? She says, yeah, what about him? Anyway, girl, shit was tight until this morning, everything went wrong. Chuck looks at Rufus and says, what the hell? He says, I don't know. She says, damn it, I'm on the phone. She says, go ahead, Gwen. Gwen says, well, it all started at this club that I was at last night. Mm-hmm. Girl, me and Jane sitting in back in VIP, everything was so right. Mm-hmm. Go on. Well, me and Jane sitting there laughing and drinking. Next thing you know, here comes Sylvester up in there with some old crusty wig wearing asshole. Kathy looks at the wig on the floor. She says, girl, what's the name of that club? Twins say Page. She flops down on the bed like, what the fuck? Then Kathy says, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn says, girl, I'm not finished. Then she starts telling her about the policeman's wife, Bridget, who was getting down with this midget. Then Kathy says, Gwendolyn, girl, listen. But Gwendolyn's going on and on. Steady trying to get her attention.
mansion, but
the queen started going on and on and on.
Then Rufus screamed, "Kathy, are we gonna finish this conversation or what?" Then Kathy says, "Rufus, I'm on the phone." Then Rufus says, "Bitch, I don't give a fuck." And Kathy says, "Gwendolyn, shut up, girl, damn. Just listen to me. You know that crusty wig went hole you was talking about." Gwen says, "Uh-huh." Kathy says, "Well." Gwen says, "Well, what?" Kathy says, "Girl." Gwen says, "Kathy." Kathy says, "Gwen, I'm sorry, girl.